Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Some new details emerging thanks to a federal lawsuit that's not getting a ton of media attention. Wonder why. And in this lawsuit, during the discovery process, some astonishing evidence of alleged censorship and a censorship scheme, as some call it, cooked up between the federal government and big tech. So far, 67 officials or agencies, and yes, including the FBI, have been accused in this lawsuit of violating the First Amendment by pressuring Facebook, Twitter, Google, others to censor users for alleged misinformation or disinformation. Sound familiar? How many times have we talked about the fact that, you know, what's it called? That you were shadowed, that you were, your Twitter account or social media accounts were shut down. And remember when I played the audio for you of, was it Mark Zuckerberg? And he was on with Joe Rogan, and I think he was feeling a little comfortable because he was, you know, with one of the cool guys on the podcast. And so Zuckerberg doesn't even realize when he mentions the fact, oh yeah, some of our people got, you know, calls from the FBI and we were watching this and that. And then it turned into a huge story. And then somebody from Facebook had to kind of walk back those comments. So they're calling it a censorship enterprise, and they say that they're victims of the Biden big tech era. And one of them, and of course, this is Miranda Devine, great investigative reporter, and you'll find her, you know who she is. She's in the New York Post. She writes about this. So she's going back to remember when the Post and that original Hunter Biden story, which I always say is a local story, because why? It all began in the fall of 2020 when we knew about this, when the New York Post had written about that Hunter Biden laptop. They had written that expose, and it stemmed from what happened in that little Wilmington, Delaware, sleepy little, you know, computer repair shop, when a guy who owned the repair shop, then had this laptop. Hunter never picked it up, didn't know what to do with it, then realized what was on it. And so now, you know, the Post, the New York Post, writes about it, and they're blocked. You couldn't even retweet it. You couldn't put it out there. And the mainstream media told everybody, oh, this is Russia. This is Russia, Russia, Russia. This is fake news. Well, it wasn't. Turns out it wasn't. But that was one of the things. You know, talk about disinformation, right? And so they're alleging that actually top-ranking Biden administration officials, they're alleging this, colluded with these social media companies to suppress free speech. For example, about the Hunter Biden story, but it goes on from there, talking about everything from COVID to the efficacy of masks, election integrity, blah, blah, blah. So listen in. This is a little bit of sound that I sent. Anthony, do you have this? With one of the people speaking out in the lawsuit is Missouri Attorney General Eric Schmidt, who's leading this action. The actual federal lawsuit is known as Missouri v. Biden. But what's interesting is during the discovery process, some of this becomes public, right? So we get a peek into this. So listen in.
Well, we've had a big couple of weeks here, Stuart, with uncovering really a vast censorship enterprise. And what we've uncovered so far is that at least 45 folks from the Biden administration were in constant communication with these social media platforms to censor and suppress speech. Had weekly calls on censorship calls. These social media platforms were changing their terms of service to deplatform folks. And then in addition to that, you had literally a high-ranking Facebook official texting the Surgeon General of the United States saying, hey, we did what you asked, what more can we do? So that's what we uncovered last week. This week, and you referenced it in the intro here, a federal judge ordered now that the White House officials, DOJ had been fighting this, White House officials, now these White House officials have to produce their emails, like Fauci and the press secretary. And so that's very important because now we're going to figure out what they were doing and what their communications were with these social media platforms too. And all of this should scare Americans that their government is actually, you know, moving and using and outsourcing their censorship to these social media platforms to silence Americans.
Okay, so that is an attorney general who is, this is Missouri, Attorney General Eric Schmidt, Republican, and he, another attorney general from Louisiana, Missouri and Louisiana, they partnered in this. And so last month, the federal judge ordering a reluctant Dr. Anthony Fauci and KJP, Karine Jean-Pierre, to hand over their records. So the case is progressing. All of this being reported by, and you heard him reference, I believe, Stuart Varney. So it broke thanks to an interview during Fox News, as well as the New York Post, which is the parent company there, Fox being the parent company, and their right-leaning publications. So I'll always point out to you in the media who's right-leaning, who's left-leaning, that sort of thing. These are right-leaning, you know, would you say publications or media companies, etc., interviewing Republicans who are launching these investigations. So what I find interesting when I look through it, the details. What details are we learning? And the details matter. The facts matter. That's what I look toward, not the political rhetoric out of it. So they're saying that all of these lies, they're alleging a huge cover-up, and talking then about, you know, even questioning, for example, the people who were, you know, and maybe this was you, because I know some of you called in and said that you were canceled or your accounts were shut down. But, you know, they're saying, talking about school lockdowns being driven by teacher unions, asking for that data that would have driven that. But at the same time, if you, God forbid, you talked about it, whether you're a parent, whether you're in a community where you're just concerned about it, whatever, the bottom line is that a lot of people found themselves on the you know, silenced end of that, where you felt like you were being canceled. So the First Amendment here, you know, were your constitutional rights violated? Is that what's happening? That is the allegation. And so we have these new details, you know, that are being revealed for sure. And when we talk about the upcoming midterm election, which is November 8th, remember today, October 24th, is the last day that you can register to vote. And it's important, no matter who you're voting for, even if you haven't decided fully who you're going to vote for, make sure you register. Make sure you vote so that you can say, yeah, I'm part of the process. My voice matters, because it does. You'll never hear me say, oh, well, if you're going to vote this way or that way. No, everybody's got to vote. And we all have to agree on a few givens, right? I think we should all agree on election transparency. As we hear about the dozens, I think, 60-some different lawsuits filed across the country as a result of mail-in voting, because a lot of people said, you know, we need the mail-in voting. It was the pandemic, couldn't find workers, that sort of thing. So we're sorting out all of that out. All I ask for is election transparency. That matters, and that should be consistent. as far as protecting our First Amendment rights, that should be a given. And no government, no social media company should be allowed to censor us, you know, because next time it'll go the other way, right? So the censorship, they say, related to alleged misinformation about pandemic lockdowns, vaccines, COVID-19, included material from the esteemed infectious disease epidemiologists and public health scientists associated with, for example, Dr. Anthony Fauci. And this proved over time, sometimes some of it we can say it ages well. Other times we can look at what happened with regard to the news and information we were given at the time that said you must be vaccinated so that you don't spread. Remember, stop the spread. And initially, I remember that day thinking, oh, you know, the kids will be off school for a couple of weeks. It'll be like a spring break. It'll be a little vacation. It'll be fun. Ugh. But remember, it was just to stop the spread. And in fact, now we see that this weird phenomenon is happening where, in fact, people who, the more they get boosted, the more they seem to test positive, including just recently, Dr. Rachel Walensky announced, and she's boosted how many times? So I do want to hear from you as to whether or not you felt at one point you were being shadowed on social media. Was your Twitter account shut down? Were you one of those thousands of Americans whose Twitter was shut down? Why? Because you were even retweeting something, a story about maybe Hunter Biden or about COVID, and you were accused of what? Disinformation. In some cases, there were some people who found that they were canceled, that their you know, account was deactivated, and then the social media site would say, oops, our bad, sorry, it was an accident. Right, it was just an accident. Oops, there you go, it's all back, good to go. And it just seemed disingenuous, didn't it? So we're following all of this for you. And in a related story, and I think it is related, as we think about these 67 officials or agencies, including FBI officials and officials in the health government, health community, accused in this big lawsuit of violating the First Amendment by pressuring Facebook, Twitter, and Google to censor the users for that alleged misinformation or disinformation. As we think about that going on, I think it couples well with the story of the test results. And we do have new test results being revealed. And I'll talk about on a national level, but let's talk about what's happening for us in Philadelphia as the national test scores show historic setbacks for kids across the United States of America. So every single state saw math and or reading scores declining in the latest results from the National Assessment of Educational Progress. Every single state, all of us seeing this. What's significant about this, we've never seen it at this levels, but at this kind of level, but also we've never seen the math scores take such a dip. And that certainly is concerning. So we have a report. I pulled this. I think this is NBC 10. Let's listen in on the latest on these test scores. And as we're hopeful for the future, what can be done about it? Listen in.
The nation's report card is in, and it's not great.
It hurts my heart.
The results show that reading and math scores dropped during the pandemic. Average scores for 9-year-old students fell 5 points in reading and 7 in math compared to 2020. Those numbers mark the biggest decline in reading in more than 3 decades in the first ever drop in math scores.
As soon as I see those headlines, first I feel sick to my stomach because I know about the anxiety it will create and the increase in standardized testing it will generate.
Dr. Lisa Fiore is an education professor at Lesley University in Cambridge. She isn't surprised that scores worsened over the last 2 years.
The gaps in opportunity that have existed forever were exacerbated during the pandemic when we realized that not everyone has access to the technology.
Dr. Fiore fears that the new report will only worsen things for students and parents, since schools usually react to poor scores by testing more often. But she says that's wrong.
We better bolster our creativity. Otherwise, we're going to have a generation of factory line assembly workers who have no idea how to solve real world problems.
And it's also important to point out that student scores dropped across all demographics, not one in particular.
Yeah, so how did we fare? School District of Philadelphia, for example, fourth and eighth graders reading and math testing scores this year down compared to 2019 pre-pandemic results. And that's according to this National Educational Assessment result cited by the district in Philadelphia. So it's being mirrored by the national and other big city districts' trends since the pandemic, for sure. Philadelphia's overall performance scores, however, continue to lag behind nationwide scores and those for similar sized cities. That's according to the Philadelphia School District. So think about when we were talking about reading and that we were already below the national average for, let's say, fourth graders. And that's reading. So we were already well below the national average. Then you look at, you know, this one, it says fourth grade math, the district's drop was nearly 4%, nearly double the national performance average. So for whatever reason in Philadelphia, and I think we have to look at these numbers, and as a parent, I will tell you, my kids always dreaded these. They're now in high school. They dread when they have to do a week of this kind of testing. To me, I think, okay, we know that it's not good news. I would say don't spend a ton of time doing even more testing. Take the week out and work with the kids, reading to the kids, and bring in the specialists. We have all of this money, COVID money, that's still, to my knowledge, hundreds of millions of dollars that's not spent. Why? Pump the money into the schools and reading specialists and math specialists and pump this in there and just lift up the level of teaching. And I think part of it is that in districts like Philadelphia, we tend to, and in big cities, not just Philadelphia, across the nation, let's be honest, we have bigger class sizes. And so with things like when you're trying to work with kids and bring them up, especially with reading and math skills, I think you need to bring down that teacher-student ratio. So the difference here, bring in those specialists and have them work with the kids. I don't think we need any more large-scale testing to tell us that kids are hurting. And I also think that when you see the smaller class sizes and specialists working with them, they're going to feel good about themselves. So the impact as well is that when you are building up a child's self-esteem and you have maybe a 4-to-1 ratio, and yes, I'm saying it, we need better student-to-educator ratios across the nation and especially in your bigger cities like Philadelphia. And why do I say this? First of all, we have the money that's allocated. It's there. It's waiting. And instead of letting it be, you know, go to the bureaucrats in the middle and their fancy parties that aren't even in this area, etc. No, pump it into the kids. I'm a huge advocate of that. But lower the ratio between the educators and the kids. Teach. You'll empower the kids. You'll raise their level of self-esteem as well. And I think that will help with kids because right now, think about it. You're a kid and all you're hearing is bad news, the crime, and then you're hearing the bad news of the test results. So we need some good news. So I always want to bring the good with the bad, with the ugly. These are some ugly reports nationally. What can we do about it? Again, I would say, where's the game plan? And why isn't Mayor Jim Kenney out in front of this? This could be his legacy right now because, well, I don't know what will his legacy is not good right now. Let's be real here. 855-839-1210. You can tell me if you think, well, you can tell me what you think. I know you will. 855-839-1210. I'm on Twitter at Dawn Stensland. We'll continue with so much more. Oh, there's so much breaking just ahead. A warning from the CDC. And health officials locally as well. Flu cases ramping up. And something we've heard of before, RSV. But it seems this year seems like it seems like a worse year for many young children. So usually this strikes before kids turn two. And the U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention saying, you know, be on the watch out. Most adults who catch this have a mild illness. I know my son David, who's, you know, in high school, he's in 10th grade now. I can't even believe my baby David's in high school. But he's been out for, he missed all last week with something. It wasn't COVID. We tested him. It wasn't strep, thank goodness. But a really high fever, and just, and he's a big kid and a healthy, strong kid. It just really knocked him out all last week. So, you know, I was overtime with the Lysol. But this one, you know, and I don't know what he had. I think just the flu. But almost, you know, the U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention putting this out there, saying that for adults, generally speaking, if you have, if you're pretty healthy, this should not make you as sick to the point that you reach hospitalization. But unfortunately, if you are elderly or if you have chronic heart or lung disease of any sort, or if you have a weakened immune system, RSV can be dangerous, as it can be for babies and kids. So not to scare people, but I do see more and more people saying, oh, I had the flu, I was out a week. And I think part of this is if you were working remotely or if the kids were not in school, what happens at that point? Your immune system does not get the daily workout. It's kind of like staying away from the gym. Oh yeah, that too. We were all of the gyms were closed. And so you have on top of it, I think, an America today that is less healthy, more overweight, as we look at those post-pandemic numbers. And now you look at the fact that we need to boost our immune system and our immune health. So we're seeing emergency departments reporting that they've been flooded with these sick kids, and they want to give parents a heads up that if your child, especially a baby, if they have that high fever, and especially going into the nighttime, you may not want to wait it out. And that's what a lot of parents are doing. So that's why we're seeing, on average, this infection, it lasts 5 days to even a couple of weeks. It will often go away on its own, according to doctors and the CDC. But sometimes that cough, yes, can linger for as much as 4 weeks. So it seems like a common cold, runny nose, maybe less of an appetite, coughing, sneezing, fever, wheezing. But, and maybe for babies, lethargic and having trouble breathing. So you need to just, we all need to be on the watch out for it. I will tell you, after COVID, if I'm in the grocery store anywhere and somebody's hacking and coughing, I'm out. I will leave the cart. That's it. I just don't want to, I don't want to catch whatever they're carrying. But I think that parents, you know, are learning more and more about this. And we're just saying, you gotta be safe. And do we have sound from the CDC? Did I send you a story on this, Anthony? I forget. All right. I sent him so much stuff this morning, I couldn't remember if I sent you something on RSV. But we have all these different warnings and watches, something to be aware of, and especially going into the evening hours, because of course we know that especially babies and young children, the way they breathe, and during the nighttime, that breathing slows, the heart rate slows. And so, you know, a lot of younger children going into that respiratory distress and ending up in emergency departments. No, not with COVID, but with things like RSV or a nasty flu. So maybe don't take that chance. Go to the pediatrician or go to the emergency department and talk to your pediatrician before, of course, giving the kids any of those over-the-counter cold medicines, because sometimes adults try to give the adult medicine to the kid. Never a good idea. But the danger warning is out there for RSV or the flu. And I think it's not something we should panic about, but just to be aware of, for sure. You know, before we move forward, I have to talk about, because we're talking so much about the school year, it's well underway as we head into, oh my goodness, Halloween a week from today. It's such a great time to get you and your family ready for the fall season, heading into the holiday season. My friends from the Piazza Auto Group have served the automotive needs of the Delaware Valley for nearly 60 years, and they're going to help you find the right vehicle, no matter if you're leasing, financing, or purchasing a new or certified pre-owned model. 14 brands, including Honda, Acura, Mazda, Hyundai, and Volkswagen. 25 area locations. So you know they're sure to have a dealership near you. Just visit them online, piazzaautogroup.com, P-I-A-Z-Z-A, PiazzaAutoGroup.com. Tell them Dawn sent you.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
You know, normally I would hold Chuck Todd's Meet the Press and air some snippets of that. It really infuriated me that he spent 2 seconds interviewing Liz Cheney. And there was nothing, there was no news out of it. I couldn't even believe it. It was just, it was not informative to watch. It was annoying. It was old news. And it was as if they just wanted to carry on the rhetoric and talk about January 6th. That's really my take from it. And it's a disappointment because that show, I mean, and did I watch it all? I did. Because I feel like I want to see what all the Sunday morning programs, you know, have going on. But I don't want to waste your time. It's a shame. It's really a shame to me that this is what they're focusing on amid a time when we have this soaring inflation. I just saw another report in our region, even, especially in New Jersey, the housing market is cooling off. I'll talk about that moving forward. And, you know, somebody had written to us, you know, and we love when you write to us for sure, complaining that I had talked about the economy and the Fed. And it's like, I'm just reporting the news. I'm telling you the numbers. I'm reporting what's going on. And yes, then offering my own opinion. There's a great piece at The Federalist by Molly Hemingway and talking about, you know, what she perceives as a plan to divide the Republican Party. And the chief person she blames is Liz Cheney. Her title is, her headline is, Liz Cheney's plan to defy the Republican Party has failed. Calling it a widespread coordinated plan to divide Republicans It's a major reason why Democrat prospects for the 2022 midterms are so bad. She writes that separating Republican officials from their growing coalition of voters and the issues they care about has been the Washington establishment's goal for several years now. The divide and conquer plan, it's being run by who? The Democrats. It's propaganda press and former leaders of the Republican Party, such as Liz Cheney, who see how the GOP's new composition and approach has threatened or destroyed their hold on power. Poosh. So the DC partnership, she says, is working overtime to try to marginalize, demonize, and make toxic those Republicans who don't follow the establishment's rules for how supposedly good little Republicans like Mitt Romney act. So they've been running the January 6th show trial and warning Republicans in office to oppose many of the nominees that Republican voters selected during the primary season. And these Beltway denizens watched in horror in recent weeks as Republican leaders have done the opposite, descending on tight races throughout the country to help all Republican candidates, not just those viewed as, quote unquote, non-threatening to the D.C. establishment. It's really a great article by Molly Hemingway, and I love that she wrote this because it's really all about we the people, as I say, and the fact that we have a spirit as Americans, as rebels. And we love to rail against the establishment. Ultimately, that's what we saw with Donald J. Trump in 2016. He was anti-establishment, and he really turned the Republican Party sort of sideways, did he not? And everybody thought, this guy is attracting union votes, attracting, you know, the most of any Republican candidate, for example, attracting not just white guys anymore. I'm being sarcastic, but really, if you look at the demographics of what happened, the Washington establishment has panicked. And so now I think we're seeing that again with anti-establishment candidates running again and people saying, I want something different. And so I shouldn't be surprised when somebody like Chuck Todd, who toes a partisan line, has on somebody like Liz Cheney, who lost. And mostly, I think part of the reason she lost was that she was so busy being obsessed over a past president that she forgot who hired her. In other words, the voters in her home state, who jokingly said, has anybody seen her in the state for years? We haven't seen her. And then we see Carrie Lake, who's a longtime anchor woman in Arizona, carrying the voters away with the election there in Arizona. She's now expected to win. The polls are tightening up. Are you really surprised? I'm not surprised, actually. It's all about the rebellion, about people railing against big government that says, stifle. This is as good as it gets. And I think we say, no, this is our country, and we want our country back. I think that's really what this red wave is all about, or red tidal wave, as I should say. It's not just the red wave of October for our Philadelphia Phillies, but also I think for the Republicans. But I will always put a little asterisk there and just say that if they obsess over Biden and Hunter Biden, if they obsess over getting back, then it'll go the other way for the presidential election 2 years later. I mean, that's just my prediction. So what Republicans, when they do sweep, and I think it will be a sweep, get in there, what do they need to focus on? Number one issue, the economy. And yes, if you look at the polls, they'll talk about inflation. And really what we're talking about is prices everywhere you go. sticker shock, even over eggs, milk, the cost of bread. I mean, everything is so much more expensive. They're saying that the Thanksgiving dinner in some parts of the country will cost 84% more. In most places, it's at least 54% more. A lot of grocery stores aren't even doing free turkeys this year. Forget about that. That's what it's about. But really, the Republican Party, as the party celebrates a sweep this fall, should understand it's not about you. It's not about being red or blue. It's about the people of this country. In particular, when you look at Pennsylvania, which is called a quote-unquote purple state, it's more about people who want what? Freedom. We want to work. We don't want all of these mandates. We don't want big government. So they need to listen, whichever party it is, listen to what we're saying and listen to what we demand out of our government. We don't work for you. You work for us. And we get to say whether or not you're fired or whether you keep your job. That's what's really going on here. It's not a blank check. We've never signed a blank check. We want accountability. We want transparency. This is really simple. But we've seen with the poll that I've talked over and over about, with many Americans polled, saying one of the big problems is that the media remains complicit with big government. That's a problem. And so I call for media transparency and accountability as well as with the parties, whether it's the Republican Party or whether it's with the Democrats. Whoever focuses on the past or revenge or holding hearings, and that's what I hope. I don't want to see that. I don't know if you disagree with me, but I don't want to see President Joe Biden impeached. But might that happen? I think it might. Unfortunately, this is now every president. This is what we're going to see. Every president. Oh, impeachment. And every time somebody does something, oh, insurrection. It's exhausting. These politicians in Washington need to get it that we as Americans, we truly want freedom. We want the right to do a job, to live our lives, to be happy, and yes, to have paved roads and fair, transparent elections. We want the security that's promised us, for example, border security. But it's not their job to tell us how to think, to censor us every time we go on social media. That's not their job. And whoever is doing that gets voted out. Whoever messes up the economy more, look at this economy. I'll talk about the numbers moving forward. It is mind-boggling for sure. Sometimes I just want to go home. Oh, and there is no place like home, right? And thanks to the Chapman family team, they've made my home so much more beautiful and so much more energy efficient. I'm talking about Chapman Windows, Doors, and Siding. We love all the work done in our beautiful home by the Chapman family team. And yes, they have their original design center in their Westchester location, where they're always open 24/7. On the main line in the Wayne location, you want to call ahead. Just try to make an appointment. It's easy to do, and I'll give you the information coming forward. But the Chapman family team, they always offer meticulous work that you can count on, outstanding service, such high-quality products, and product wisdom. They get it. They're going to listen, and they're going to respect your family budget. That's important, too. Just text them or call 610-431-8898, 610-431-8898, ChapmanWindowsDoors.com. ChapmanWindowsDoors.com. Tell them Dolan sent you.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly. Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.